Merci. Gracias, Durwood. Yes, friends, our little delicatessen of music, marinated herring, and mumble jumbo is officially open.
Shall I slice some corned beef, Fink?
Yes, and cut the mold off the pastrami, will you, while you're over there? I'll sing something.
You get a cool mic and I get a hot stove, right?
That's women's lot, Rosie. Bear it with graceful resignation. Buddy, let's go.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth given. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you feel blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. But I ain't gonna be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we're mirth given. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you feel blue, I'm gonna send the sun smiling through. I wanna be so happy, but I ain't gonna be happy till I make you happy too.
I suppose now it's my turn to sing, and my song is Love Among the Young.
That's the way with love among the young. Every vow's forever, parting is a never. That's the way with love among the young. Every thrill and every sigh is greater than before. And every time you say goodbye, you cry a little more. Every kiss is magic, every hurt so tragic. Such is youth, but when the truth is told, it's the same with love among the young. Goodbye, you cry a little more. Every kiss is magic, every hurt so tragic. Such is youth, but when the truth is told, it's the same with love among the young.
You suppose, at this point, Rosie, we could rocket Buddy and his boys into space musically?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Matter of fact, I'll light the fuse.
Well, wait till I clap my hands over my ears.
Here we go. Boom!
And they're off. Well, this is the age of space. We have space capsules, space suits, space food, space missiles. We're talking about building space platforms, passenger rockets to travel around in space. But now what about space music?
Say, that's a point. Space music is a must.
True. We shall have music wherever we go.
You know, fortunately, we're very lucky. We have a pathfinder in space music field.
Oh, there's an outer space orchestra?
Mm-hmm. It's an organization called the Cosmic Space Jazz Group. Conducted by Mr. Le Sun Ra.
Hey, sounds like a philosopher, Le Sun Ra.
He is a philosopher, and he's a poet and a pianist.
Like our Mr. Buddy Cole?
In a way, yes. And Mr. Ra's ideas are just about what I've said here, that science and other aspects of life here on Earth are prepared to move into space, and he says music is not.
Say, speaking of Buddy Cole, why couldn't we take Buddy Cole and the boys to Venus or a space platform somewhere and do a concert? Well, of course, I don't mean right now, but soon. They could go into orbit.
I'm not sure that Buddy and the boys have the inclination to orbit.
I think they have orbited, all of them, at one time or another.
Oh, I think regularly.
Yeah.
And together, too. It's a good suggestion, though, Ken. It's nice of you, when you think of space music, to think of our group, our friends here. But according to Mr. Le Sun Ra, it's a question that space-age music will require different instrumentation, you see.
Oh, Buddy and the boys don't have the proper horns and stuff, huh?
No, no, all they really have is the attitude.
Oh, they want to go.
They want to go,
yes.
The idea is not to go to space or to other planets and hear the same musical sounds that we have here. That'd be just like going to Catalina and hearing the orchestra over there. You know, the same thing. In other words, Woody Herman, Lawrence Welk, Buddy Cole. We could mention 8,000 other band leaders that are all well and good here on Earth, but out of this world and in the universe, we got to have a whole new different sound.
Well, has this conductor, Le Sun Ra, got some different sounds? You know, he ought to be ready when this space thing busts wide open.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you a little more about Mr. Ra's music and the sound of his music right after we have some more or less conventional Earth music. And I believe Miss Rosemary Clooney is on. Is that right?
Yes, Commander Crosby.
Surprise, I'm glowing with a wonderful surprise.
I know it must be showing in my eyes. What a joy, what a pride. Goodbye to my humdrum affairs. Countless nights that went by with no rockets or flares. My lucky star looked down on me and said, so there you are. If I can help it all, you're going far. Lucky me, lucky star. Who ever dreamed I'd be swept to the skies? Surprise.
Why don't we continue here with our little discussion of the Cosmic Space Jazz Group and the conductor, Mr. Le Sun Ra.
Yes, we were talking about the instrumentation of the Cosmic Orchestra.
Well, I tell you what the instrumentation is, Ken. Certainly nothing like the conventional band here on Earth. It does have some of the sound of the saxophone and the string bass and the drums and the euphonium, but the new space instruments are named the Flying Saucer, the Fireplace, the Japanese Flute, the Morrow.
The Morrow?
The Morrow.
The Bill Morrow, I guess. The Sun Harp and the Zebra Drums.
Well, now, wouldn't that be some band to twist to?
Wouldn't that be a wild twist?
Yes.
Dang, these instruments sound pretty weird.
They are. For instance, the fireplace. You know what that is?
What?
That's a combination. It's a cluster of imitation logs that are beaten with drumsticks.
Oh, you're putting this on.
Now, the Flying Saucer, he's a round, shiny object that just lights up.
Oh, no sound from the Flying Saucer, huh?
It's red and green light.
Uh-huh.
They keep flashing on and off. You wave it around, you know. Beat it up and down.
Yeah. Strictly visual, huh? That's
strictly all... visual
yeah.
music.
Strictly visual music. Mm-hmm. Now, there's something new.
Oh, that's out of this world.
Uh-huh.
And for you, strictly out of this world.
Yeah, now, you want to hear about the Sun Harp?
Loved
it. Oh, it's a small box of steel reeds. Mr. Rob plucks the tip of these steel reeds. Makes sort of a tinkling sound.
Mm, that's pretty nice. Now, what about the Japanese flute?
Well, now, that's fairly melodic, the Japanese flute. But the overall effect of the music, they say, is a series of scraping and swishing and scratching and ringing noises.
But maybe a lot of rhythm.
Well, a lot of rhythm, but it's rather flat. Rather drab melodically. And, of course, as I say, there are saxophones and a bass and a euphonium. That helps a little.
And that's the kind of music we can expect in outer space?
That's the kind of music we can expect up to now.
Any other suggestions, Ken?
No, nothing. I can't top that.
No, we don't know how this music's going to develop. You know, there might be an entirely different instrumentation and sound. I just told you what they gave me. This is not final, though.
But if you go to an outer space dance real soon, that's probably the band that you'll dance to.
That's right. Mr. Le Sun Ra and his Cosmic Jazz Group.
Wonder who books this orchestra?
I think Yuki Sharon is there. That must be MCA, huh?
No, gotta be.
The Outer Space Division.
Dark moon, all way up high up in the sky. Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Mortals have dreams of love's perfect schemes, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon. Away up high, up in the sky, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Your splendor, dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Dark moon.
Well, friends, with great reluctance, we find that we must bid you adieu here. We regret that we couldn't have Mr. Lesunra and the members of his ensemble in person, but unfortunately, our budget doesn't permit such a large and stylish group as guests. However, before we leave here, I think I might tell you how Mr. Ra dresses. Would you like to hear about that?
I want to hear this.
Yes.
It's going to be a thing, you know, the proper attire for a cosmic jazz band leader. To be different than the ordinary tuxedo or tails, just band uniforms that Earth bands feature, they're much too drab, you see. So Mr. Ra, he makes a very stylish appearance with his band because he wears a gold band around his head, and he has a black gold-spangled cape over his shoulder.
Cape, huh? Well, I gotta admit, that shows class.
It takes a lot of nerve, too, a costume like that.
What about Liberace? You know, outer space is not going to be easy, Rosie. You're going to have plenty of intestinal fortitude to get any of those space projects, including the Space Age Jazz. I really think the gold-flecked cape and the gold headband they're pretty stylish. I'd go for them. I'd get one of those outfits myself, but I just don't know where I'd wear it.
Why don't you wear it to play golf? Dazzle your opponent.
Listen, I'm having trouble enough swinging in a sports shirt. All I need is a cape. Anyhow, friends, so much for the Space Age Jazz and all that jazz. We'll see you tomorrow, huh?
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.